I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Here's a cherry thought for the end of the year. ISIS is even more dangerous than you thought they were. That conclusion courtesy of German journalist Jürgen Todenhofer. There haven't been many reporters who've been able to safely access areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State, but recently Todenhofer managed it. It took him months negotiating with a German jihadist, but eventually he was allowed into the Iraqi city of Mosul. ISIS has controlled Mosul since June. Todenhofer spent 6 days there with his cameraman in the ISIS version of a reporter embed. He saw what ISIS wanted him to see. Their leader even gave him a safety guarantee. Now, 74-year-old Todenhofer is no stranger to trouble spots. Over his long career as a reporter, activist, and politician, he spent time in lots of them. But he tells the BBC that nothing prepared him for the Islamic State.
I don't see anybody who has a real chance to stop them.
ISIS impressed Todenhofer on two counts. One, how strong they've become in Mosul. And two, their unbridled enthusiasm for what they're doing.
There is an enthusiasm that I personally cannot understand, which I have never seen in war zones.
And Todenhofer says the militants he spoke with are certain they're going to win.
They are so sure that they will win this war, that they will win the whole Middle East. Every day, hundreds of new fighters arrive. And these people were not losers, how we may think. Many of them were clever, intelligent people. For example, a guy from an island near the United States, I don't want to say the name of this island, he just passed his law exam and he refused a great job offer because he wanted to fight for the Islamic State.
Todenhofer met a lot of foreign fighters in Mosul from places like Sweden, Britain, and the U.S., and he found the Sunni population of Mosul tolerating ISIS to some degree. Maybe that's because the Islamic State are also Sunni, and Sunnis have faced so much discrimination in post-war Iraq. But here is the most disturbing thing that Todenhofer found during his 6 days in Mosul.
That people can be enthusiastic about killing hundreds of millions of people. Listen, I have read the Quran several times, and 113 of the 114 surahs start with "In the name of Allah, the merciful, the most merciful." And I say, where is the mercy? For example, Pol Pot is nothing in comparison with them. And Al-Qaeda is peanuts in comparison with ISIS.
Yes, he says the goal of ISIS is to kill hundreds of millions of people. So what to do when ISIS pays no attention to surahs in the Quran that talk about mercy? Todenhofer isn't hopeful. He says maybe the moderate Sunnis of Mosul and Anbar have a chance against the Islamic State.
They have fought down ISI, Islamic State in Iraq, which existed after the invasion of George W. Bush. They have fought them down in 2007. But at this time, this Islamic State, which was only an Iraqi Islamic State, was much weaker than IS is today. Moderate Sunnis are not ready to fight because they are not integrated in their country. They have no rights in their country. But if we would integrate them, if we would make really a political effort, then there would be a chance to stop IS. Only Arabs can stop IS. The Western countries will never stop IS.
That's Jürgen Todenhofer speaking to the BBC.